It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Apparently that happens the third Friday in December every year. I still have to find one of those. Today is December 15th, 2023. Hope everyone had a good morning. Today's episode is going to be a shorty but a goodie. Definitely a shorty, but I also hope it's a goodie. I guess that's an opinion. All right, let's get into the birthdays. You know what? Before I do that, though, I just want to say email me, chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And do all the things that help the show, like subscribe. All right, Don Johnson, 73 years old today. Michelle Dockery, she was the prissy Lady Mary Crawley on Downton Abbey. She's 41. Also on this day in history, just have one for you, 1939, Gone with the Wind premiered in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, let's get into the news. This one's pretty amazing here. This one's from CNN. Former Facebook employee pleads guilty to stealing $4 million from old Zuckerberg there. I'm just going to read a little bit of this. An Atlanta woman pleaded guilty to stealing more than $4 million from Facebook while she was an executive at the company. Barbara Furlow Smiles, who worked as a lead strategist, global head of employee resource groups, and diversity engagement at Facebook Incorporated, now known as Meta, from about January 2017 to September 2021, according to U.S. Attorney Northern District of Georgia Ryan K. Buchanan's office. Quote, this defendant abused a position of trust as a global diversity executive for Facebook to defraud the company of millions of dollars, ignoring the insidious consequences of undermining the importance of her DEI mission, unquote, said Buchanan in a statement. According to the U.S. attorney, Furlow Smiles used her Facebook expense account to live a luxurious lifestyle in California and Georgia. Holy hell. The kahunas. You know, sleazebags, it only lasts for so long. It really does. Like, it's going to catch up to you. It always does. They didn't mention what she's could potentially serve. However, they said her sentencing is scheduled for March 19th, 2024. I'm thinking a year in the big house and 5 years probation. That's my prediction. We'll see. We'll follow up on that when we hear. Here's one about America's worst athlete. This is from OutKick. Megan Rapinoe saying playing for USWNT is, quote, worst job in the world, unquote. Perfectly represents the loser mentality creeping into American culture. Huh. All right, here's a quote from her. I always say it's the worst job in the world because if you do your... She doesn't know how to structure sentences, for one. But I always say it's the worst job in the world because if you do your job, the you were supposed, and if you do a... hair less than you're going to get ambushed for it, Rapinoe said. Well, here's the thing. You know, no one's holding a slingshot to your head, Megan. If you're not happy, do something else. And don't call it a job. It's a freaking game. People pay money to play. Good Lord. Move, please. TMZ, this fits into my boating segment. Although it's a show I never really watched. I can't really handle to watch much reality TV. But Below Deck, it's about yacht crews. TMZ has the worst way of their headlines are so hard to read. Below Deck, charter guests arrested allegedly filled prescriptions using cast members' names. Unfreaking believable. I think this is a New York City couple, I believe. But they were like, they were going and picking up oxys at the drugstore with the crew's name, using the crew's names. Unbelievable. They're in some hot water. I don't remember how much time or what charges they got, but good Lord, that's big time stuff. All right, we've got today's absurd headline of the day. This one's from CNN. Thank you, CNN. These are always entertaining. How the climate change crisis fuels gender inequality. You know, I've only been given so much time on this earth, and so I didn't read any of that. But if, you know, that's at CNN, if you want to spend your precious time of your life on reading something like that. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story, and it's a good news story because that's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. Always have since the first episode. This is from the Post Millennial. Justice is served. Ohio woman sentenced to work two. This is so beautiful. Ohio woman sentenced to work 2 months at fast food joint after assaulting Chipotle employee. This took place in Parma, Ohio. This lady returns her meal and says, I need you to rebuild this thing. I'm not happy with it. They come back and she's still not happy with it. And she takes it and throws it in the face of the employee, the Chipotle employee. There's a video of it. So I think she got a felony for assault. I don't recall if it said felony, but she got charged and found guilty for assault, which I believe assault is a felony. So she got 1 month in jail and 2 months working at a fast food. So 20 hours a week for 8 weeks. Yeah, that's beautiful stuff there. I mean, I think that's just punishment right there. And I think it's good news. And that's why we put it in our good news slot. So, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I know it was short, but something came up this morning and cut into my show prep time. I hope you all have a nice weekend. I'll be back Tuesday for the next episode. I hope you join me. Keep pressing on in your life. Hey, don't go out there drinking and driving. I almost forgot to tell you that. It's not worth it. That's why we got smartphones, and you can just press a couple buttons and have someone come give you a ride. It's that simple. Yeah, you might have to pay a few dollars, but nothing like how you could pay if you go drinking and driving. So. Yeah, just use rideshare or find a DD, something, cab. I think there's cabs still out there. I don't really know for sure, but all right, folks, till the next one, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day. You just listened to The Lunch Show.